WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott has a hit single from her debut album, Supa Dupa Fly. It's The Rain, a hip-hop cover of Ann Peebles' 1973 hit, I Can't Stand the Rain. Elliott's interpretation was one of the longest-lasting hits of the summer. But rock critic Ken Tucker says that Elliott's album has more where that came from. It's one of the strongest debuts of the year.
It wasn't your money that had me. I got my own account and my bills in large amounts. Hey, hey, hey. I drive through your hood and I feel the heat. I hit them with the I slap them with the high.
You can't turn on a pop radio station these days without running into a song that appropriates someone else's 10 or 20-year-old hit, wedging it into a hip-hop context, whether the music wants to be there or not. The most pervasive example is Sean Puffy Combs' use of Every Breath You Take by The Police. With very minor modifications, that song was transformed into a eulogy for the slain rapper Notorious B.I.G. As heartfelt sentiment, Puffy Combs' work was effective. As music, it was just petty theft. By contrast, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott has recast Ann Peebles' beautiful, stately song, giving the phrase, I Can't Stand the Rain, a new plaintiveness. By contrasting the despair with jaunty computer beats, the song gains a fresh poignance.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly.
It's my window.
When the rain hits my window, I take in me some endo. Me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a jangle. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo. I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo.
Missy Elliott started out as a songwriter, turning out rap hits for acts like SWV, 702, and Aaliyah. Unlike lots of rappers, however, Elliott is interested in melody at least as much as she is in words. On her debut album, Elliott and her chief collaborator, producer-writer Tim Mosley, deployed deep, cushiony layers of computer beats, bass guitar, and keyboards to create a thick, creamy, often surreal background for Elliott's voice.
I was looking for affection, so I decided to go. Swing it in my direction, I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection, just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me.
There's been a lot of hoo-ha in the pop press about the gap between rap and R&B, between the harsh realism of hip-hop and the nouveau romanticism of young balladeers. The idea is that these two camps supposedly eye each other suspiciously. But Missy Elliott's achievement is that she bridges this gap with ease and cleverness and a sly sense of humor, as she does on this sexy ballad.
You never know a good thing till I'm gone.
together, baby, I can't stay.
Don't be coming in my face.
No, no.
Try and tell me you love me.
No, no.
Should have thought once or twice.
Uh-huh.
Sacrifice to make it right.
Uh-huh.
It's the thing that you do. Make me not love you. So just uh-huh. wait and you'll see. Get no other love like me.
You never know.
A recent issue of The New Yorker tried to predict the next big thing in many areas of society. The magazine proclaimed the 25-year-old Missy Elliott as the next music mogul. It was one of the few pieces in the issue that didn't seem merely officious or foolish. But I hope, in addition to her music, that what catches on in a big way will be Missy's demeanor. Open, all-accepting, overtly feminist, yet assiduously non-doctrinaire. Because her approach to pop gives everything around her a lift.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.